Wagwan, wagwan, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. And I'm so excited. This is episode 129. And finally, you guys get to see my face, man. Audiovisual episodes are so back. And I have an amazing guest. It's been long, guys. It's been long. I have an amazing guest. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I go by the name Fanaka, two words, F-A-N-A space K-A. And Fanaka is a street poet, third eye observer, paranormal enthusiast, a liberal thinker, means think free, and also a poet.
Ish. Yeah. On a CV, bro. Why? By the way, what's the meaning of Fanaka? Fanaka means success, right?
Well, the Swahili spelling of the word means success. Uh-huh. And there's a Sesotho spelling of the word, which has a space between F-A-N-A and K-A.
Why the space?
Well, in Lesotho, that tribe, they mean to give. So it was a change of consciousness. I named myself after change of consciousness, after I acquired a new nature. So that's how my name came about. Like, yeah.
Oh, welcome to... Unspoken. It's the long one that we're talking
about.
Hey, yes, it's so long. Yeah. So I'm super excited for this episode. First things first, you guys, we're on brand. So this is Busha. Shout out to Busha for always supporting your girl. I'm working with them. Check out my Instagram, Awino Awiti, Unspoken Podcast KE. And also this episode is available on YouTube. I'm sure you're watching this on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribing before even you start watching, because it's vibes, good vibes over here. So shout out to Busha. Busha is a cryptocurrency trading platform where you trade. It's the easiest platform to trade. If you've ever wondered, you've always been so curious about crypto, so skeptical about crypto, ask me about crypto and then I'm gonna tell you about Busha. So shout out to Busha. So welcome Fanaka, uko salama?
Yeah,
so let's get to kwanza kwa street poet. So unamaanisha una rap kwa street sawa?
Well, there's that too, because like Jana I was in the streets rapping now, but also there's the deeper meaning of it.
Okay, what's the deeper meaning?
Like, of course, I'm a simple guy. I'm not from the suburbia, so I rap where I'm from, the streets, the other end.
So, ulianzaje, why street? Like, why street poet? Like, why street rap? Like, why that label? Mbona tumejeka? Like, utaki kurap kwa stage?
Oh, for sure. I love the stage. And, well, it's just identifying with the with the common... down to earth, the everyday people. Yeah, like I'm a street poet. Like I'll say something that they can relate with.
That's nice. So Lian, like how did you land into poetry? Like artist, where did your artistic journey begin from? Like Ulian's happy. I started when I was young. I used to do it in church. So just tell us, like, Williams, up you, why street poetry? Where did your artistic journey start from? What inspired your artistic journey?
Well, when I was 9, 10 years, I used to recite mashairi from books that were not in our syllabus, books that we were not being taught in class, and they used to just tick in my head so much. I had that innocent passion for mashairi. And then I would even try to morph them into little raps. So it was something that grew in me all along. I could not escape from it. I guess, kind of in it. And I nurtured it along the way. Yeah.
I was listening to your music the other day, but your music is giving me the vibes like old school hip hop, Ludacris. I don't know if I'm right. Is it though?
I label it true school, not old school, because
I love that true school.
Yeah, because you know, so long as you've got the right technique and the flavors, you know, to mix the ingredients together, you'll always cook something that feels, gives you a nostalgic feeling. At the same time, it's kind of classic.
Yeah. So, Nilkwanska, with your song yesterday, Awesome.
Oh,
what's it about? It's hard. Like, I don't know. I loved how it was so hard, so emotional. What was your inspiration behind that song? It was so, it was hardcore rap, and then I felt the emotion in that song. What really inspired it?
Yeah, it has so much emotions because I reflect what I'm going through at the moment as well in my works. The song, it came out about when it had taken so long without hitting the studio.
Mm.
So I spoke to a friend of mine online. Shout out to Moshai Beats, all the way from Orlando, Florida. He hooked me up with two beats. One of them was the Osan beat. I didn't even rename the track title, the beat title. I just felt it speaking to me because he had listened to my works previously and told me that he had me in those two instrumentals. So he shared them to me. I felt them. I felt myself in them and just poured my... it was like I was asking myself, where do I go from here?
Is there like a backstory, Ndofike kwa Osan? Ama, is there like an artist who inspires some of your work, maybe internationally, ama locally?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Who inspires you locally? I'm curious to
know. Well, STL.
Ooh, STL, Michelle. Ooh, I love her song. That's nice. That's unique. Just keep with them same as STL. That's nice.
Because they're not honest enough. They're not
STL is a hardcore rapper.
I think it was her first album, Living for Music, where she had the song Dreamer, Happy with Kanta and all those gems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's locally and internationally, I have a number of those. There's Raskas, who recognizes my rap.
Raskas, I don't know Raskas.
Raskas is Dr. Dre's top five. Well, not everybody knows him, but the who's in who in hip hop.
Okay, no, they know him. Okay, uh-huh.
Who else? Yeah, there's Talib Kweli, like Kweli, the Swahili word Kweli. There's most.
Where is he from? Talib.
Talib Kweli is from Brooklyn.
Okay. I love your taste.
and a bunch of others from Brooklyn too, like Skyzoo.
Is there any upcoming rapper you would want to maybe work with? I'm not maybe someone your dream collabo. And you just if Nikki Tongoma nom say, I'm like, oh man, mama, I made it. Mama, I freaking made it. What was that really?
Oh, I don't think I've ever thought of that before. But for me, music is something I can do with anyone. Like I can record some nice jam with maybe one of your crew members in this studio, or maybe any random child out there. Like I don't have, I don't think I fancy. I think I'm not there yet, but I just appreciate working with anyone.
Okay.
Different voices. Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. So, Ulianza, when did you start?
Well, recording.
Yeah.
Recording, I started in 2012.
2012? Yeah. Yo, you know, in 2012, see, you're still a kid.
That's not really. I'm not a Gen Z.
Ooh, you're not a Gen Z, but you look young.
Far from it.
Wow.
Well, I'm too old. I'm old.
You look like a Gen Z, honestly. I didn't think about, because me in 2012, I was like in primary. Like, it's crazy. So when you tell me you started recording in 2012, I'm like, bro, in 2012, I was just a kid.
The beginning of 2012, I hit the studio and did the song called International Hustlers. It had artists from Canada, New York, South Africa, Switzerland. Yeah, and I was rapping Kenya.
So since you began all the way in 2012, that's like 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. Like what can you say have you learned about yourself throughout your artistic process?
Well, just as I grow and evolve, likewise, my artistic process and output also changes, and I embrace the changes and growth. Yeah, I think... that's how I take it. Every moment is a learning moment, and I try to learn as much as I can.
So, you've learned to be yourself.
Very important.
Always learn.
Yeah, you know.
And since you started all the way in 2012, sorry for cutting you short.
Yeah, it's okay.
But can you say there's something like you'll change? Is there something that you'll change about the entire process? Am I something you wish would have happened? If it did happen, like I would have been in a totally different place. Is there something you'll go back and change?
Yeah, I guess the environment was different back then. Yes, there were podcasts, but they were not.
In 2012, was there a podcast in 2012?
Not in Kenya. Yeah, I'm saying like there's a song of mine in 2013, which was featured in a New York podcast, a song called Kenya at 50. But it wasn't like a video podcast, just audio. So yeah, there were podcasts, but you know, then we didn't have 5G internet. There were some little modems and there was no TikTok. Well, I can say the environment is a bit different. I don't really think I have any influence on what's outside. I can't say if I had this equipment or if I had TikTok, I'd have done something. I just take it as it is and only compete with me at the end of the day.
Yeah, I love that. Kuna song ya Octopizzo, it goes, competition is between me, myself, and I. No, there's something like that.
Yeah, yeah, big up Octo.
So, complete this sentence. Music to me is
life. Yeah, there's a reason I introduce myself as Fanaka everywhere I go. Music was a medium for God to open my eyes to the realization of my true self. So yeah, I always try to look in the mirror all the time. Yeah, so I don't miss a moment. Yeah.
Complete again this sentence. If I wasn't doing music, ..
I'd be writing poems or running a library somewhere in the woods, somewhere with some nice breeze and many trees.
Wow. You're giving me old school 90s vibes. You'll be running a library. That is so nice.
Yeah, but like a modern one, like a 10 floor library, something.
Something in that lines.
Something in those lines. Something, yeah.
Complete the sentence again. Dating me is like.
I have no idea. That's the hardest question.
Answer it. Complete the sentence. Dating me is like.
Dating me is like coming to terms with who you are, and yeah, appreciating your breath every moment. Maybe someone should pick for themselves, and I don't know where they are. That's what I think. I've just presupposed, but maybe someone out there knows better. I don't know.
Okay, let me take you back. Let's go back to your artistic journey. So, what's like the toughest thing you can say you faced as an artist, or the toughest thing you faced as an adult? Both. Toughest thing you faced as an artist, maybe it's a jam save when someone who's starting out, they're like, hey man, because you know, manze, you know the process,
yeah.
It's not an easy process. So, what can you say is the toughest thing you faced as an artist, as a poet? Because I know a lot of poets, I know a lot of rappers. So, what's the toughest thing you faced as a poet?
The toughest thing I face is the environment that we have to deal with and the perception people have of art. You know, people look at, he's a failed academic, or he's a failed this and that. That's why he's doing music. Maybe there are people who do that, but I never looked at it like that from the get-go. I always looked at it like, at the end of the day, I can be a scholar doing this and not compromise on my principles or integrity, not lose myself to get the people. Yeah, as long as I remain noble in what I do, I think that's what matters to me more than Guru once said, my sense of self and my mental health is much more powerful than any hint of wealth. think that resonates with
I love it. I love that. That's profound. Okay. What's your best lyric of your song? One lyric that stayed with you forever. What's your best lyric that you ever wrote?
I think I'll have a disclaimer before I give you the answer, because I think I love all my lyrics all the same.
There's always one. Even if you ask me, I have like my favorite podcast episode. I have it somewhere. So you tell me. Okay, give me a top three then. If you can't choose one.
Can I give you song titles?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my number one song would be The Lord's Temple of my first album. Intellectual Property Volume 1. My second song would be Beyond Measure. The story behind Beyond Measure, I had one street battle rap contest. And, you know, the trophy was the music and the video. So I did, came up with a song called Beyond Measure. I think the third one would be Oh Sun, yeah. Osan. Go check out Osan. My I really that.
Guys, you need to check out Osan and all his music. Osan, personally, it's my favorite. It's so deep and it's so emotional. Me, I love when music makes me feel some emotion, like from the lyrics. It can be hard, but I feel what you're saying.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love Osan.
I don't get that a lot, so I appreciate so much.
Osan is dope. Osan is dope. So Osan, I mean, is dope. So, my other question. What's the weirdest thing you've done for money? What's the weirdest thing you've done in your artistic journey? Because, man, you know, being an artist is not easy. Sometimes you'll get some weird opportunities, some weird, like you'll do some weird things just to make it kutoka block. You know, everyone dreams of manze, mina chaka kutoka block, mina chaka ejipe. So, like, what can you say? There's something weird you've done for your dreams, something weird you've done for money?
Something weird for my dreams or money?
Both. So the first one, let's start with something weird you've done for your dreams, for the goal.
Something weird.
For the
Something weird. I think for my dreams was having become a vagabond at some point, because I love what I do so much.
What was the meaning of vagabond again?
It's like I was just losing the streets, like someone who's lost. Out in the loose, something. That, and of course it led to a lot of many episodes in my life, and an entire chapter. Something weird I've done for money. Weird in terms of
weird, like something a normal person wouldn't do for money, or something you didn't expect yourself to do for money, but you had to do it because you're like, man, I need I need that. Maybe you're desperate.
Now I get you. I don't think I had to, but the people can push you to something. And I call myself from a peddler to a panhandler. So yeah, I've peddled. Though I would not label that as weird. It's something some of you out there have to do.
So you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
I love that. So, I want to do a quick fire question. Are you ready for my quick fire question? But it's weird because when I'm there, I see Gen Z.
I can try.
See you on social media, right?
Yeah.
Na hapa, I have like, almost here is story as social media, like Methali is a Gen Z.
Moja ni gani?
Ujisikia Methali, kuna Methali is a Gen Z, because Gen Z wamejiundia Methali zao. Since you're not a Gen Z, that's even the perfect one. I'll teach you. Is the Methali is a Gen Z. Gen Z kuna Methali. Ujisikia, acha nakuuliza alafu ndakwambia. Okay, kwasa ndakwambia. Ya kwanza ni chelewa.
Oh, chelewa. What comes to mind ni a song. I have this sonic memory. Utapata mwana si wako. This is what I have in mind.
Yo ni awahenga.
Two of
them. Ya Gen Z sasa ni chelewa chelewa. Utapata tumelewa.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Aya, another one. Haba na haba.
Haba na haba. I hope it's not who vuta wa baba.
You are right.
Wow, okay.
Actually, you're right. How do you know that?
No. Psychic telepathy.
Actually, you're so right. Haba na haba hu vuta wa baba manus. Mangati haba na haba tupatane habanus.
Ah, okay.
Okay, another one. Kikulacho.
Kikulacho. Kikulacho. I don't know. You help me with that.
Kikulacho hakikupost. At kikulacho hakikupost.
Okay.
They said not me.
That's new.
Siku za mwizi.
Siku za mwizi. Siku za mwizi. Wow. Please give me some help, Pali.
Something trending right now about our country.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Oh, me now. See that.
The leadership.
Ah, siku za mwizi. I don't know how I can put that, but...
Before we started recording, we talked about it.
Oh, siku za mwizi. Ni kama ni two time, I don't know.
Correct. Siku za mwizi ni one time.
Oh, one time. Oh, yeah, it should be.
Because I'm using it one time. I am sure. Ukikosa tumaini.
I think I've seen some meme. Kuna tumatumbo.
Yeah, you're right. Ukikosa tumaini, tafuta tumatumbo. Nunua tumatumbo. Actually, this method is a Gen Z ilikuwa zinanibamba. Anyway, that aside, ask me a question.
Oh, yeah.
But the whole idea of this is... I want you to be my, like, ukwe co-host. The guest will be sitting opposite me, will be, like, my co-host. It's like you go to, like, an interview. I'm asking you, when were you born? When did you start your musical journey? when do you see yourself in 5 years? Oh, that's boring. That's, like, so cliche. So ask me a question. Something you've always wanted to know about Unspoken, about Awiti, in anything, not even about me. Anything, like, just want me to answer. Ask me a question.
Yeah, let's talk about maybe what really motivates you, and it could be a bunch of things, factors or people. Yeah, just highlight some. The source of your drive, because you've to me, I think you've shot too fast, and you're still shooting. It's a good looking.
Shot too fast. Are you sure you know I started podcasting in 2020? Okay, but I get your point. We knew each other last year. Yeah, last year, 2024, in the other event. That
it wasn't last year, but on.
2024.
See, and that's so fast.
If you say so. So what inspires me? Poverty. Mm-hmm. Number one, poverty inspires me. The fear of poverty and the things you will do because you're poor. Like just that feeling of lacking. Like you don't know where your next meal is gonna come from, Mama. You don't know. Like just poverty. Like that inspires me. The goal is to eradicate poverty. That's why the number one reason why I work so hard is I don't wanna be poor. I don't want to be poor, man. I want to be independent. I want to have my own things going for myself. Like, I don't want to always, like, depend on, like, I don't know where I don't have a job. I don't have something to do. One thing about me, I hate being idle. Yeah. I hate being idle. Afadhali niamka asubuhi, nitoke nje, atakama sindi, like, nitafute shughuli. Like, I do something for myself. I hate not being able to do something. I'm a multitasker. In fact, the previous episode, this is episode 128, I recorded it yesterday, the one that dropped actually today. It's about a jack of all trades, because whether you need to tell me what's your opinion on that, because I was even telling my friend the other day, my friend was actually telling me that, Awit, you do so much, like I do so much. And then I was like, and then there was this conflict, like you need to find your niche, especially in social media as a content creator, people tell you, you need to find your niche, like focus on one thing and put all your effort in one thing. Cause people have this analogy, like if you do a lot of things at the same time, you're not gonna give it all the best. But I was like, I was saying that I disagree with that. I can do all those things. I can be a multitasker. In fact, I love doing a lot of things at the same time. I have the adrenaline rush that it gives me. So number one, because I'm scared of poverty. I hate poverty. That's why I really work so hard, because I want to have something going on for myself. I want to build my brand, my community. I want to build something tangible that I would look back and say, man, I did that. I always say Unspoken is like my legacy. It's a legacy. So it's a footprint. Also, I want to leave a footprint in this world. With this podcast, with the things that I do, with things that I touch, I want to leave a footprint. I don't want to be the person who, like, I died and then people forgot about me. I want to, like, leave a mark in this world. Also, that really inspires me to do something that leaves a mark, do something impactful, something that someone will, like, someone will, you leave someone there in, someone, you'd leave a memory in someone's brain, like, oh, Unspoken, that girl. I love that podcast. I'm a Dutch girl. The one she did this. That's also number two. That's the second thing that inspires me. The third thing that inspires me. The soft life. Yeah. I wanna live a soft life, but who doesn't wanna live a soft life? You need to work for that soft life. Yeah. So yeah. That really inspires me to wake up, push every day to do better, to chase the bug, always onto the next, like, because I want to live a good life. Because man, what I've learned nowadays as an adult is like life is so short. Life is too short. They, in this country of ours, guys are dying. So, I'm one person who is like I have to maximize on today. I have to push myself. I have to push my boundaries. I have to do the things that scare me. I have to be out there. And because I want to live a good life, man. I want to live a good life. I'm a girl, man. I'm just a girl.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, that's something. Those are the things that inspire. Those are not all, but yeah, some of the things that inspire me. What inspires you?
Oh, before I answer you, I think I feel like getting up and doing something already. And you think some people tell you like you're doing too much.
Yeah.
I think well, I'm sitting here thinking you should add a motivational speaker on your list.
Like I can't, but then I'm a very, one thing about me, I'm a youngster. I'm a good speaker. I will talk. I used to do that. Oh. I used to be so hungry. Now I'm in my late 20s, but when I used to be in my early 20s, bro, immediately after campus, I was so hungry. I was even telling my friend the other day, I want to be that hungry like I used to be in my 20s, because in my 20s I used to grind. Back in 2023 motivational speaking talks. I used to go to high schools. In fact, I went back to my former high school, Kisumu Girls, shout out. I went there, imagine, for a motivation. I was so determined. Nowadays I feel like nimeshika pesa kidogo, nimelegea kiasi, but I think it's because things have changed. A lot of things have changed. How I do the podcast, and then I have a lot of now I work, so a lot of things. But yeah, I can be a very good motivation. Unite kazi. I can motivate you.
Yeah, I'll give you her number. Yeah, that.
I can motivate you. So I was asking, what inspires you now?
I think I concur with. I would echo that, and also say for me, also. What motivates me, it's the same thing. When I'm working on my song or a poem, I'm like, maybe the person who will be touched by this piece will come across, will happen upon my work when I'm long gone. And it has to mean something. So, I really don't put no cuss words in what I'm doing. Use some I can give away my integrity to get those numbers, to try to appeal to the mass. At the end of the day, I'm just so careful in what I'm doing, because I want to have a positive impact on anyone who comes across something that has gone through these hands.
So like you wouldn't clout chase to like have for your music to go viral like other artists do. What's your opinion on clout chasing for artists, especially Kenya? A lot of artists really clout chase. So what's your opinion on that? You wouldn't clout chase to get the numbers?
I don't know, maybe there's a positive way of looking at clout chasing, but I don't think it's a priority for me, because I think all that energy I put in what I'm doing, and if someone hears my work, then like I did it. I don't have to force it into people's ears and eyes. No, like I don't want my music out there, but also I have principles to hold on to. Yeah,
I love that, man. You have principles to hold on to. Yeah. Okay, let's do something else fun. Another random questions. Uh-huh. We're doing random questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Just vibes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Describe yourself in 3 words.
3 words. I'd say I'm spiritual, I'm intellectual, and I'm humble. I'm humble too. Did I take too long?
No, hope it's not. You're fine. What's your go-to hype song? That song when you're feeling low, you want to do something, especially me when I'm about to record a podcast, I'm about to do something exciting, I'm about to go on set. There's that song that I listen to in Ninanipe hype and pay the energy. What's that song to you? Then I'm going to tell you mine.
It's a bunch of songs to me because
no problem.
In different situations.
Give me the list.
I could be under pressure to face a bunch of artists in a studio somewhere, a gathering. So I'll listen to my playlist, we switch up a bit. I listen to someone like MC Juice. He has a song called In the Trenches. I love that. Has no video, has no views, probably won't find it anywhere. But it used to be on cassette tapes back in the day.
Damn!
Yeah, you want to hear some of that?
Yeah.
In the Trenches. Ever since the drama began, that's just the way it is, the way it gotta be done. I let the world know these rappers ain't as hot as me son. First the LP, next the Monopoly come. Yeah.
In the Trenches, I love that.
Now through the smoke I appear, approaching from the rear, got the other team nervous with the coaches in fear. J.U. the dopest is here. Yo, forget your eyes, focus your ears, these are the lyrics you've been hoping to hear. So that just fires me up to go and face all these
rappers,
wannabe rappers. And but you know, also when I'm feeling low, I got a song called Maintain by Sky Zoo. I listen to Maintain. I would say there's a song Sanaipei did called Mpango Wa, produced by Wawesh Mjanja. That song got me through some situations, especially when I was in the coast some time back. I would listen to a song in the production and I would be like, whoa, this is another level.
Okay. Love it. My go-to hype song, Hall of Fame. Number one, I love that song. I don't know, it just gives me momentum. It just makes me feel like you're bad, you're meant for this. I love it. In fact, that's one song that never misses on my playlist. As much as nowadays we stream songs, we don't download songs like Kitambo, but at least I always have like 5 songs in my playlist that I can listen to whenever. And Hall of Fame is one of them. Do you know it?
Bye.
It's the script.
Okay.
Standing in the Hall of Fame. That's my go-to hype song, always. The second one, okay, let me just give you that one because that's the best. I don't have anyone, any other on top of my head. And then, what's nice one thing you can't live without?
One thing I can't live without, would have to be my lexicon.
What's that?
These words, words that are in my consciousness. The words I live by, the affirmations I tell myself.
Ooh, I love people who love affirmations. So that's one thing you can't live without. What's one?
Yeah, and also, you know, of course, God, number one.
Definitely. Same, even me, I'll copy you, God. God. Best advice you've ever received?
Yeah, best advice I ever received. Best in which context?
Maybe in your artistic journey, or something in your life, or career-wise.
I would say at one time I came across Jim Watt.
Wow, for real?
Yeah.
Damn.
At some event. And he affirmed to me what I had been learning, that performing live music is a better route for an artist trying to make it and come out there, as just opposed to making a bunch of records. Yeah, that hit me in another way, coming from Jim Watt. Big up Jim Watt. And
shout out.
That was the only time I had ever come that close to it.
That's nice. Which trend in this era of social media, which trend do you think needs to die?
A trend that needs to die? I think it's the general bastardization of the mass population. By that I mean, we as a nation should look into the algorithms of this social media we use. They are not ours. We do not owe any part of those. And we should question, why am I seeing this in my newsfeed? What's this doing here? Because for the most part, we're always just scrolling and scrolling. Like it's hard to find something. Yeah, if that can get fixed, I think our people will be more smart and more conscious of their movements, and they'll be more aware of what motivates their actions.
Yeah. True, I agree. For me, the one trend I think that needs to die, number one, cancel culture. Cancel culture needs to die. I don't know why we've normalized cancel culture, where if someone does something kidogo, you want to cancel them, you forget all the things they've ever done. Like, you know, cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, that's one trend I feel like it really needs to
go. So you have some phobia. You might one day get muted by
me?
Some
No.
Some rowdy youth on social media.
No, I just don't like cancel. In fact, if it's something that doesn't make sense, cancel culture is so overrated.
I think it's petty.
Like, it's so petty. It's you need petty. To give people second chances. Like, yeah, cancel culture is so petty. So that's one trend that I think needs to die. And then number two, body shaming.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Body shaming needs to go. So yeah, those are the two trends I think. Oh, I was Nini. What's the word? I've forgotten the word. Something. Nini. What's that word? I forgot. This thing that's making girls bleach their skin. Skin.
Like a skin disease or something.
What's the name? Colorism. Colorism.
Oh, there's colorism.
Ooh, in Kenya, colorism is a big issue in Kenya. Colorism, especially as girlies, we face that a lot. So colorism is another trend that I think needs to go, needs to die. Yeah. Okay, tukimalizia. Any question for me? For the host? You know you're my co-host today.
Yeah, of course I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know who your dream guest would be.
On the pod.
You can name like 3 or 5 if you want to. It don't have to be within reach.
Okay. Let me see. International, locally.
Yeah, anywhere, any part of the globe.
Number one, Raila Amolo Odinga. I want to know that man's story, man. I feel like he has a lot of stories that he has to say. He is yet to say. I feel like I can... Raila Baba has an unspoken story, a serious unspoken story. That if I just had a moment, man, I hope you see this one day. Raila Amolo Odinga.
I hope he's working on a secret book.
Someone I really want to host. And he has lived so many years. He has seen a lot of so many generations of Kenya. I feel like that's one person I'd like to sit across and talk to him. And I hope he's just so open to me. He has a lot of unspoken stories. So Raila is the first one. Number two. Let's see.
Take your time.
Okay. My dream guest. Vibes Cartel.
Oh.
Vibes Cartel, yeah. I've always dreamt of hosting Vibes Cartel. Like, what really, why I want to host him is because he inspires me because of how he actually continued making music while he was jailed in prison. Like, who does that?
And they were hit songs.
So that was so inspiring to me. Like, because I'm a big fan, World Boss for Life, man. I'm a big Vibes Cartel fan, I won't lie. And then the fact that he used to make music while he was still in prison, like one of the toughest time in his life, that was really motivating to me. Like, you hold on to something you love despite all the things that he was going through. Like, you are in jail, but you're still making music. And by the way, I was watching some of his interviews on how he used to record those songs with a phone and a microphone, which is so crazy.
Wow.
Most of the songs he used to record with a phone. So that was so inspiring to me. I was like, man, if Vibes can do this, so I would love to sit with Vibes Cartel.
He had producers in the...
I don't know how he used to do it. I think like he used to send the audio and then they used to work it out there outside.
Ah,
he used to just record with the phone, yeah. Then they send the audio, which is so inspiring to me. So Vibes, I feel like he has an amazing unspoken story.
If you give me the last three, I'm asking myself, and God forbid, if Samido got locked up today, do you think he would still somewhere in committee or Inda?
I don't know, I can't say, but I don't know. Who? Like, it's not a lot of artists. A lot of rappers get jailed even.
No, I'm saying, like, would the government, would an artist get space to express themselves once locked up?
Or in Kenya? I doubt.
Hmm.
I don't know. But I feel like if you want to make a way, you will find a way. I feel like if you want to do something, like who, what harm is there if you give someone a phone to record music and with supervision? There's no harm.
Yeah,
in that.
I love that. Like thinking free, you have to do it by all means necessary.
And I feel like in that situation, you have like a lot of inspiration. When you're locked up, you have like a lot of inspiration
and attention too.
And attention. You'll create something nice. I feel like that's where Vibes really motivated me. So I'd love to sit with him. Wild Boss, man, what led you to the point where you had to record music in jail and then all the things? Yeah, I'll definitely want to host Vibes Cartel on this podcast. Vibes, I hope you see this. Okay, number three, who else? My dream guest. I need to have a girl over there. Mm-hmm. Let's see on the female
yeah,
side.
Yeah, there's only two guys.
Yeah, those are two guys on the female side. Female side. Who inspires me? Who has that story? I feel like they haven't told the world yet. Who hasn't told that story to the world? Female. I'm trying to find a female. Okay, let me say someone also.
Yeah.
She's over there, Adele.
Uh-huh.
Adele, because she's my mentor when it comes to the podcasting industry. I've always looked up to her. So I'd love to talk to her, just have a sit down with her and have her explain to me how she got there.
So you mean that's Dana said I'm seeing around. I've seen Dana said.
Yeah, he was here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so me, I've always dreamed of hosting Adele on my podcast. So Adele Onyango, and I feel like I'm gonna host her one of these days. I'm not even thinking.
She has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I'm not even so, because she's my mentor in the podcasting industry. Yeah. How she did her podcasting tour, how she has done all those things. So yeah, Adele is someone I'd love to. That is my dream, also my dream guest, and I feel like I'm closer to that dream. Adele is gonna see this. I'm closer to that dream. I feel like I'm gonna host her before this year ends. I'm hosting.
You're under the right wings. Big up Adele.
Yeah. So yeah, those are, I think, my top three. I have a few, but yeah, those are my top three guests.
That's nice. Yeah. So how did you birth the unspoken concepts?
Oof, it came from a deep place. I love that question.
let's dive in there.
Unspoken comes from a deep place. So, unspoken.
Uh-huh. Please allow me.
Came about in 2020.
Yep.
Was it in 2020? So my podcast, actually, the OGs know it wasn't even called Unspoken, wasn't the first name. It was called, I changed the name like twice. Because when I started, I was like, not really, I wasn't sure about this podcasting thing. Like I was just, you know, in 2020, when there was Corona, that's when like content creation really took like a turn. So I was just doing it because like an escape. I wasn't doing it like I didn't have any strategy. So in 2022, when I was almost graduating, before I graduated, that's when Unspoken was born. In 2022, Unspoken was born, and it came from a deep place. It came from a time when I was going through a lot as a student. I was a university student, a campus student. I was going through a lot. I was depressed at the time. My mental health was in the gutters. And at the time, I didn't know, like, there's something called mental health. Like, this, you need to take care of your mental health. Like, if you're not okay, you need to seek help from someone. I was just going through, like, a lot of stuff with dealing with school, my personal life. So I was just going through a lot of stuff. And then I had this podcast. So my podcast was, like, my outlet. At the time, I was, like, doing podcasting frequently, like, on a daily basis, like on a weekly basis.
I love how you say it was your way out.
Yeah, it was my outlet, man. This podcast, like,
your escape.
It was my escape. It was like my safe.
The two previous titles were?
First one was Midnight Tales. Because I used to just tell people stories about my life. So it was in the middle of the night. So that it was called Midnight Tales.
Nice.
And then what was the second name? Oh, the second name was The Gangster Edition. That was so corny, man. What the hell? I was in my buddy era at the time.
For the G's.
Yeah, I was in my buddy era at the time, so that's why it was called The Gangster Edition. But then, Unspoken was when I just changed. So Unspoken was like my safety outlet. It was my safe space where I would pick my phone and just record and just be vulnerable and talk about the things I was going through. I was like, guys, in fact, if you listen to my previous, my first episodes, they were like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 6 minutes, because it was literally me ranting and just talking about, guys, I'm going through this, like, I'll just rant. And funny thing is, people will listen to those things that people in my fellow campus students at the time, my classmates, they'll listen to it and they're like, actually, I relate to what you're telling me. I relate to your story because it happens that we are going through the same thing. Like, you know, campus students, someone will say like, your story, what you said, depression, man, that thing is real. That's when I came to terms with that mental health is real. Depression is real.
Yeah.
So Unspoken, the name comes from my unspoken feelings, my unsaid feelings, my untold stories, the things that I was battling within myself, that I didn't have anyone else to talk to. I could only talk to them on the podcast. Because the podcast was my safe place. So those are the things I was going through. Even couldn't even talk to them to my dad, to my family members. I was just going through. In fact, that year I remember I lost a lot of weight. So that's why the name was called Unspoken. So it's a safe space for us to speak about things. that we really speak about, things we are scared of speaking about, our unspoken emotions, our unspoken feelings, the things that we go through, but we don't have, we really don't have anyone to talk to, or we are scared to talk about.
I really can relate with what you're saying a lot, because even me, likewise, growing up, I think at some point we face a lot of pressure, and like we were not prepared how to deal with it. So for me, it came about, and my way out was poetry. And there were some days
poetry.
I could not sleep without writing a poem, or at least without reading one poem that will uplift me. But mostly it was about me expressing myself. So there are days I could not go without writing a poem. And I wrote so many poems during that phase, and they came around the same kind of situation. You know very well you have no one to talk to, but you're like, okay, I have a blank canvas in front of me, and I'll paint whatever I want, and you know, look at it, reflect, become better and grow. Also, I used to feel better when I it's like magical or a catharsis. I used to feel like it was my my healing whenever...
Your way to express yourself.
Yeah, so let's look at your formative years, kidogo.
My?
Your early days growing up, who do you think... maybe in your family influenced you to build spoken.
To build unspoken.
To be outspoken.
Or to be outspoken.
Yeah, but you know, so many people are closed in. So many people don't talk.
True.
And they hide behind the, oh, I'm an introvert. Or, but it's, there must have been someone you...
Is there?
It could have been a neighbor, but maybe it's a family member.
I've never actually thought about it. Someone who inspired me to be outspoken.
Yeah. Innocently, or subconsciously, when you were so young.
When I was so young, damn. Is there? Not in my family.
Okay.
I can't think of anyone in my family who really inspired me to be outspoken. I feel like it's not someone per se, but I feel like my childhood.
It was just you being you.
Yeah, my growing up, I feel like my childhood just like my childhood inspired me to be outspoken. I feel like it did. Because when I was young, I used to be, I used to be a reserved kid. I don't know why, but I used to be a kind of reserved kid. Okay, I'll say what really inspired me to be outspoken is when I discovered my love for the art. My passion for when I started venturing into drama, I started drama when I was in primary, so that was like my outlet. That's when I actually discovered like I have a loud voice. I have a deep voice, because I used to do solo choral verses, the solo verses. I used to be in the choir, so I think exploring that's when I discovered, okay, there's something here, I can do something. So I don't think it was someone per se. I think it was discovering the art itself and falling in love with the art, discovering theater. I started in theater and singing games, so doing all those things as a kid, those are the things that inspired me to be outspoken, because it built my confidence. That's when I discovered I have like a deep voice, actually. I have a loud voice. I have a loud laughter. Because so that's when I discovered, okay, there's something here. Like that's even when I was in high school, I did a drama, I used to write scripts. So it gave me a voice. Discovering my love for the art, I feel like it gave me a voice. It gave me a deeper meaning. Like, yeah, there's something here. Like, explore this. There's something here.
I love it when you say you realized, you discovered you have a nice voice, a deep voice and all that. Emmanuel, you had to gravitate towards the mic at one point or another. I love that. It reminds me, when I was young, my voice was so different. I so much wished I could go to the studio all the time, but I didn't have that luxury. But sometimes I look back and I'm like, oh dang, I'll never sound the same. Something that still bugs me in my head. Here I am.
True. So that's where it's at. Anyway, we're finishing yes, this episode. Nice. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, it's been so much fun.
I hope you had fun. My last question, since you're all unspoken, I'm gonna be asking this question to all the guests.
Yeah.
What's your unspoken story?
If we give you a synopsis, you'd have to bring me here some other time in future.
Give me a synopsis. You can come back any other time, any other day. What's your unspoken story?
My unspoken story. Well, I think this story would fall under unspoken because I am totally unashamed of it. Like, I don't care whether you get this story or not.
Okay.
You know, so long as you get it from me, there are some rumors out there, then it's good. Yeah. So being an old soul, I've had a brush with a vamp in my life. Like, I had this fatal attraction at some point in my early 20s. A situation that almost cost my life. Yeah, but here I am.
Here you are. You're here to tell it. So, Fanaka, thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate
to
it.
To Unspoken. Hope you'll come again.
God willing.
I have to. Hope you come again. By the way, kupata pia ni ngumu. Kupata watu in Nairobi. Ni ngumu. But at least you showed up, man. Thanks for showing up.
Kupata ndio ngumu.
Mimi?
I tried.
Yeah. You tried, man. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, my speakers, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Audiovisual. This is like my first audiovisual episode since back in Kisumu, guys. You remember the episode I used to do in Kisumu? So this is like after, I think, more than a year later. So be prepared. Like I said, if you listen to yesterday's episode, audiovisual episodes are going to be dropping. So we have three segments of the show. The first segment is my solo episodes, which will be dropping every Monday. And then we have the second segment of the show, which is this guest interviews. I'll have guest co-hosts, which is going to be dropping every Friday. So this episode is going to drop on Friday. And then the third segment of the show is gonna be What's Your Unspoken Story, the series we've been doing since last year. So that series, so if you have an unspoken story, if you're watching this and you have an unspoken story that you feel like you want to share with the world, check out my social media platforms. There's a Google form link, fill in the form, and then I'm gonna get back to you, because I believe everyone has a story. Yeah, everyone has a story, and your story is part of you. You just need to embrace it. Okay, I had fun. Last words.
I had fun too. Last words.
Where can
words.
You find your stuff, your music, any upcoming projects?
Oh yeah, sure. I invite all of you to Karen Village on 9th. We have a major battle rap gig happening as Art Life in partnership with the venue partners, Karen Village, in partnership with the Nairobi City County. Nice. Also Safaricom Hook.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll be having a bunch of rappers battling it out for the top positions, and there's a bunch of goodies to be given out, prizes to be won. And on Sunday, this third of August, first Sunday of the month, we'll be having a street activation gig at the Cardinal Lutunga parking lot. You're welcome from 1 p.m. Yeah, see you there.
Awesome stuff.
Also, big up Big Ted. Big up, Big Ted.
Big up, shout out. Quick one, favorite Kenyan rapper?
Kenyan rapper has to be Kantida, Chris to the Kantida.
I don't know him.
You don't know Kantai? He did the song Happy with STL.
Oh, I know. I don't know. Maybe I need to listen to it.
Oh, Miss Gen Z. Yeah, I see.
No pressure. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't. Unspoken Podcast KE. Find us on all social media platforms. Unspoken Podcast KE. And mine, Awino Awiti, Fanaka the Poet.
Yeah, Fanaka, FANA_KE.
Remember, like I always say, your mind is your greatest asset. Use it well. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios. Bye.